Now, currency swaps. Now, currency swaps is a contractual agreement between two parties to exchange the principal and interest payment in different currencies over the specified period. Now, the currency swap combines future of both foreign exchange swaps and interest rate swaps. Okay. They allow the parties to secure the financing and the foreign currency at more favorable terms, hedge the long-term currency exposure, and manage the balance sheet risk effectively. The structure typically involves the exchange of principal amount at the beginning and end of the contract and periodic exchange of interest payment during the life of swaps. What is the structure of currency swap? Standard currency swap consists of initial exchange of notional principal. Each party of exchange equivalent principal amount in their respective currencies at prevailing spot exchange rates. Then there will be periodic exchange of interest payment. One party pays interest in its domestic currency, other party pays interest in foreign currency, and the interest rates are typically based on benchmarks like LIBOR or SOFR or Euribor. Final re-exchange of the principal. At maturity, the notional amount are re-exchanged at the original agreed rate, avoiding the exchange rate risk on principal repayment. What are the types of currency swaps? There are types of currency swap. One is the fixed currency swaps. That means both parties pay the fixed interest rate in their respective currencies. They use this when both the parties seek the long-term currency exposure at stable cost. Then fixed for floating currency swap. One party pays a fixed interest rate in one currency while the other party pays floating interest rate in another. This is suitable for hedging the fixed rate liability with the floating rate assets. Floating rate liabilities with floating rate assets or vice versa also. Then floating for floating currency swaps. Both parties pay floating rates based on the different benchmark in different currencies. And this is common when managing the interest rate risk between market, that is USD, SOFR or Euribor. Now, purpose and its application of currency swaps. The currency swaps, one is accessing the foreign capital market, purpose. Okay. Second one is hedging the currency risk. Third purpose is interest rate arbitrage and cost reduction. Fourth one is synthetic assets creation. Example of currency swap, you can see here that, and suppose a US-based company, Company A, wants to finance the project in Europe, in a euro, while European firm company needs USD financing. Company A borrow USD at the favorable fixed rate. Company B borrows the euro at favorable fixed rate. They enter into the swap. A pays euro interest rate to B and B pays USD interest rate to A. And at the maturity, they exchange the principal back at the agreed rate. Both the companies access needed a currency at better cost than direct borrowing. Now, accounting, standard and valuation. Accounting, as usual, as I said, always, this is the off-balance sheet. Currency swaps are off-balance sheet instruments, but must be disclosed in a financial statement under IFRS 9 or Accounting Standard 30 or IND AS 109 as per the hedge accounting rules, and they are marked to market under their fair value is derived from. Discounting and net present value of the future cash flow and adjusting the credit and currency risk. Now, the risk associated with the currency swaps. What are the risks associated with the currency swaps? There will be currency risk. While principal exchange is fixed, interest payment is still subject to currency fluctuation during the swap terms. Then counterparty risk. The risk that counterparty may default on payment. Then basis risk is the floating rate legs are based on the different benchmarks, and unexpected shift in those rates can result into the losses. Then liquidity and exit risk. Over the counter, that is OTC currency swaps, may not be easily terminated or transferred without cost. Now, regulatory and market development. Since 2021, the transformation or transition from LIBOR to alternate risk-free rate, that is RFR, such as SOFR or EURSTR or TONAR, has impacted the currency swap valuation and the contracts. Clearing requirement and the collateralization, clearing requirement and collateralization through the central counterparties, they have increased the transparency and reduced the counterparty risk in major jurisdiction. In India, Reserve Bank of India regulation allow the Indian companies to use the currency swap under the external commercial borrowing route or for a long-term hedging and option borrowing. Now, the cross-currency interest rate swaps. Cross-currency interest rate swaps. A cross-currency interest rate swap, CCIRS, is the financial derivative that involves the simultaneous exchange of both principal and interest payment in two different currencies. This integrates the characteristic of the currency swaps and interest rate swaps. Typically, it involves the floating rates, which are tied to the different benchmark in each currency. These instruments are used extensively by multinational corporates, financial institutions, government entities, and they play a very critical role in hedging, synthetic financing, and arbitrage strategy. The structure of CCIRS is, it is a typical CCIRS contract involves initial exchange of notional principal. Notional principal is exchanged at initial stage itself. The counterparties exchanges equivalent amount of the notional principal in two different currencies at the current spot rate, and these amounts may be or may not be exchanged depending upon the specific terms of swaps. There will be periodic exchange of interest payment. Party A pays the interest in currency A. Party B pays the interest in currency B. And payment are exchanged at the regular intervals. Final re-exchange of the principal consists of, at maturity, the original principal amount are re-exchanged at the agreed rate, thereby neutralizing the currency exposure on notional rate. Example CCIRS, you can see here that if an Indian corporate raises an USD loan at the floating rate of SOFR plus 1.5%, SOFR plus 1.5%, but wants to hedge its exposure and convert the obligation into INR fixed term. Therefore, it enters into CCIRS with bank. The firm pays INR fixed rate and receives the USD floating rate. Paying INR fixed rate and receiving USD fixed rate. Remember, INR fixed rate is always higher than USD floating rate. At maturity, The USD notional is paid to the bank and INR notional is received back as per the pre-agreed rate. This transaction effectively transforms the USD loan into INR liability, hedging both currency and interest rate risk. Now, applications of the CCR, where it is used. It is for hedging the foreign currency borrowing. Corporate uses CCIRS to hedge the long-term external commercial borrowing, ICC, ECB. Foreign currency bonds for locking the INR obligations at predictable interest rate. Then it is used for synthetic foreign currency loan. The firms without direct access to the foreign capital market can simulate the foreign currency borrowing by using CCIRS combined with domestic loans. Then it is used for asset liability management and accessing the arbitrage opportunities. Advantages of CCIRS consist of comprehensive hedging of both the interest rate risk and currency risk, access to the favorable rates in global capital market. There will be flexibility in structuring the terms, and there will be an improved cash flow predictability as well as regulatory compliance is essential, especially in India where RBI mandates the hedging for certain foreign borrowings. Risk in CCIRS consists of currency risk, though there is a notional exchange at maturity is fixed and movement of exchange rate is during the life of the swap that can affect the market to market, mark to market, the valuation. Now, the interest rate basis risk, another risk under CCIRS is interest rate basis risk. If the floating legs are linked to the different benchmarks, that is SOFR versus MIBOR, MIBOR, there will be divergence in those rates that can create a basis risk. Now, counterparty risk will be there, liquidity risk will be there, and valuation and accountability and accounting complexity will also be there. Then, risk and regulatory consideration. Risk in foreign exchange and the interest rate swaps. There will be always risk in exchange, foreign exchange, and the interest rate swaps. Swaps, while effectively, no doubt it is an effective tool for hedging and financing engineering, involve the range of financial and operational risk. Understanding these risks is critical to ensure the sound risk management practices and regulatory compliance. Now, these risks are, one is a market risk. This includes interest rate risk and currency risk. Counterparty risk consists of one party to swap may default and to contractual obligation. For example, the cross-currency interest rate swap, a corporate may receive USD floating, but the counterparty defaults before paying and the credit risk becomes especially relevant in long tenor swap or during the time of financial instability. Now, the mitigation measures of the CCIRS risk, various risk. Use of credit support annexes, that is CSA, with margining. Then engaging with the central counterparties for standardized swaps and regular credit assessment and the counterparty exposure limit. Next one is a liquidity risk. Liquidity risk is a certain type of swaps may not have an active secondary market, but making it difficult to unwind the position. That is a liquidity risk. Basis risk is arising when floating rate in the two currencies are not perfectly correlated or are based on the different reference rates, maybe at SOFR or Euribor. A divergence between the two benchmarks that can be result into unexpected cash flow with mismatches, that is under the basis risk. Legal and documentation risk will always be there. So it requires the complex documentation, typically under ISDA master agreement. ambiguities and contract terms need to be legally vetted. Then operational risk, there will be always errors in data input system, failure or inadequate monitoring that can lead to the mispricing or settlement failure. And these risks are heightened in the swap due to long maturity period, complex cash flow structure, and multiple legs in currencies. The valuation and the model risk. Under the valuation and model risk, there will be an incorrect modeling of forward rates volatility and discount factors, as well as the FX curve can result into mispricing of the swap contracts. This is particularly critical in structured or exotic swaps. Now, let us understand about the regulatory consideration. This regulatory consideration for swaps are, as swaps are increasingly regulated to ensure the financial stability, transparency, and the protection from the systematic risk. Key regulatory consideration includes RBI regulation, that is, Reserve Bank of India has prescribed the comprehensive framework for derivative, including the interest rate and the currency swaps. Eligible participant consist only entities with underlying exposures. Only underlying exposure or approved purposes, they can enter into swaps. And the purpose will be the swaps must be linked to the genuine hedge needs, external commercial borrowing, foreign equity loan, etc. Tenor restriction will also be there. The swap maturity should not exceed the underlying exposure. Pricing, as a swap must be priced transparently in line with the market benchmark. The documentation consist will be the contract, that is ISRA master agreement, and reporting will be all derivative transactions must be reported to CCIL, that is Clearing Corporation of India Limited, or other designated platforms. Now, RBI master direction also says on the risk management and the interbank dealing, there will be requirement of mandatory hedging. In certain ECB categories, hedging through the swaps, that is CCIRS, is mandatory to manage the currency and interest rate volatility. Capital and margin requirement. Capital and margin requirements. In this, banks are offering swaps that must maintain a capital as per the Basel norms, and collect the margin to mitigate the counterparty risk. Mark-to-market valuation is a regular MTM required for all the outstanding swaps position with provisioning for the adverse movement. Now, global regulatory landscape, if you look at, there will be Dodd-Frank Act for USA, there will be EMIR Act for European Union, and Basel III and Basel IV mandates high capital and liquidity requirement for banks engaged in derivatives. Now, central clearing and trade reporting. Centralized clearing of the standardized swaps via CCP like LCH, CME, and in India, CCIL. There will be mandatory trade reporting to the repositories, which improves the market transparency and systematic oversight. LIBOR transition and benchmark reforming. You know, LIBOR is now no more considered as a benchmark rate in most of the countries. So with the global transition from LIBOR to alternate reference rate or alternate risk-free rates, RFR, it may be SOFR or it may be EURSTR or it may be SONIA. Its regulators are required to renegotiation of the legacy swap contracts, those who are already existing legacy swap contracts, use of fallback provision in ISRA protocol, and adoption of the new valuation curve and pricing models aligned to RFR. Now, advantages of the swaps. swaps, especially the foreign exchange swaps, interest rate swaps, and cross-currency swaps. They are versatile financial instruments which are widely used by the banks, corporates, and the financial institutions, and the investors also. Their popularity arises from the several strategic, financial, and regulatory benefits. The key advantages of the swaps consist of: one is hedging against the market risk, where swaps are powerful tools for managing the interest rate and currency risk, and interest rate swaps and currency swaps, which enables the firms to hedge against the foreign exchange rates volatility, especially in a long-term international project or cross-border borrowing. There will be a cost of reduction. There will be cost reduction. Cost reduction is required under the swaps for the overall cost borrowing and investing. Company with access to the lower borrowing rates in one currency can swap its obligation with another company needing that currency, enabling the mutual cost saving. Swaps provide the access to more favorable interest rate across the currency or market, thus the optimizing the cost capital. There will be access to the capital, access to otherwise accessible market. The firms can swaps to gain the synthetic exposure to foreign currency. Then they can bypass the foreign exchange or regulatory constraints in restricted capital market by structuring a swap rather than the undertaking the actual capital flow. There will be flexibility in financial management. So another advantage is more important, the flexibility. Swaps offers the high degree of customization. Tenors, notional amount, payment structure, and the reference rates that can be tailored to match the firm's assets or liability profile. Different combinations like fixed or floating rate for floating or fixed rate, etc., in different currencies is provided flexibility. Another advantage or benefit is there will be improving the asset liability management, ALM. So it aligns the cash allow it because it aligns the cash flow from liabilities with those from assets. Financial institutions and corporates use these swaps. They also use it for minimizing the interest rate mismatch risk and enhance the balance sheet stability. Arbitrage opportunity in certain markets are there, and institutions may exploit the differences in credit rating, funding cost, and market inefficiencies. For example, a firm with AAA rating may borrow at favorable fixed rate and enter into a swap with a BBB rated counterparty that benefits from lower floating rates. Now, regulatory and tax planning. Swaps are often used for meeting the regulatory requirements like mandatory hedging for ECB exposure, for example, as per RBI norms, then optimizing the tax liabilities by swapping the interest obligations to match the permissible deduction or lower the tax jurisdiction. Another benefit is enhancing the investment returns. The institutional investors like pension fund, insurance companies, they use the swaps to gain the exposure to different yield curve or foreign market. They modify the interest rate risk profile of bonds portfolios through the interest rate swaps. No initial cash outlay. There will be no initial cash outlay because of its notional principle. Unlike the future or options, most swaps do not require upfront payment. Then, because making them the capital efficient tool for hedging or speculation. Next one will be the benchmark transition, benchmark transition management. With a global benchmark transition, that is LIBOR to SOFR, and smoothly manage the shift to risk-free rates. So friends, here we conclude our discussion on interest rate and swaps. Thank you very much.